George Bertineau on FUBAR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to What the Health on FUBAR Radio with me, George Bertineau. If you're a regular listener, then welcome back. And if you're new around this neck of the woods, then here's a small bit of information about myself. I'm an online health and fitness expert. I have a BSc in sports rehabilitation, and I'm a former head of medical and performance in professional football. I've been helping people for the past decade feel better, move faster, and get incredible results. If you are sick of dodgy influencers or people with incredible genetics giving you health advice online, you're in the right place, because every week I help you cut through the confusion of the internet. We discuss relevant topics and help you get clarity on these topics so that you can make better decisions in your own health and fitness journey. Each week I'll be joined by expert guests as we dissect trends and we bust myths. Coming up on today's show, I'll be joined by Alistair Kennett, who's co-founder and director at OptiMail, to speak about TRT. But first, we are joined by Sophie Pittaway. Sophie is an ex-Thai boxing, kickboxing champion and creator of the Kick 4 Method, a fusion of kickboxing, yoga, and Eastern philosophy designed to build physical and mental strength in 4 minutes of training. Sophie, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, George. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolute pleasure having you here. So thank you so much for joining us. We're going to dive straight into the questions, okay? Can you start by telling us a little bit about you and your journey?
Yes, I got into kick Thai boxing when I was 20 years old, when I moved to London. Just to give a bit of context, I'm now 53. I'm still doing it. I trained last night at the gym. I've never felt fitter, stronger, and healthier through a whole journey of 3 decades of training. I got into it. I was always into health and wellness. I was coached in the military in Germany, played county at a high level. And unfortunately, I then had a trauma at 16. I lost my mum to bad mental ill health, and she sadly passed away. So that took me on a journey of not only physically training the body, but how do we navigate life and our fitness through mental strength and emotional well-being. And I really found this through Thai kickboxing. Not only did it get rid of my anger and my pain because I'm punching and kicking a bag, but also it allowed me to really deep dive into my emotional state and well-being, and then obviously focus on food and fasting as I've grown through the decades to help me understand that pure balance of life using Far Eastern techniques. So going to Thailand for the past 30 years has really helped heal me and many of my clients. We're going there in 1 month's time again, taking some of my kick clients there.
Amazing.
And understanding those Far Eastern philosophies with Buddhism as well, to master our mind and our emotions. So we work on the 4 areas and phases of strength. So strength of the body, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and then the spiritual.
Amazing. Absolutely love that. And how would you say fitness helped you heal? Obviously, you mentioned there about how, you know, you are physically fitter and you're physically stronger. But would you say there's something in particular with fitness that helped you heal?
Yes, I think we cannot just look at going to the gym or playing football or Thai boxing or doing yoga. It's an amalgamation of many different areas. And I, as my journey in life and with my clients, I've been training ultra high net worth and high net worth clients and athletes for decades now. And their key to success is A, having a ritual, a habit that you do every day. But also understanding what sacrifice looks like for success, having boundaries with people, with family and friends, and you know, having those environmental influences in your life that will help you with finding that peace and clarity. And that's also health and wellness, isn't it? Because if we're physically fit and strong, but we have toxicity around us and our diet isn't as good, then we're not going to be working our machine in the best way that we can. So, yeah, I feel for me, strength isn't just because I feel super strong. It's because I have that clarity of mindset because I've chosen to make the right decisions in my life that work for me.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's where a lot of people actually go wrong. They struggle with understanding what is right for them. And I think a lot of coaches out there are just very much copy-paste and generic. Oh, you know, it will work for you. Technically, everything works. It's about what finding what works for you and what you enjoy and what you stick to. So I really like your thought process with that. Now, let's move on to kick four method. What is it in simple terms?
In simple terms, it's a clock of 4 minutes. We train for 3 minutes of doing something that could be massage, oil, journaling, breath work, Thai boxing, push-up, sit-up, skipping, whatever. And then the bell goes after 3 minutes. And for that 1 minute, we rest, stretch, and rehydrate. That 4 minutes comes from my training days in the professional Thai boxing gyms and boxing gyms around the world, in London, Thailand, and around the world. And that clock is generic. So you would have heard that if you've ever watched a boxing fight or a Muay Thai fight. The buzzer goes, they go into the ring, they fight for 3 minutes. 3 minutes later, the buzzer goes, they go back to the corner to rest and rehydrate and stretch. So I've used that methodology that I've used since I was 20 in the gyms, and I've taken that as my minimal viable product. And I say to my clients that go, I can't do it. I go, but have you got 4 minutes? And I go, yes. And I go, great. Anybody can train a kick 4 minute round every day, every day. And they're like, God, okay, great. I can do 4 minutes. And then I'll do another 4 minutes. And I want to get them up to a world championship round of 12 rounds, which is 48 minutes. 3 minutes on, 1 minute off. 3 minutes on, 1 minute off. 3 minutes on, 1 minute off. And that's the transformational kick 4 minute round workout method. And that model just really suits anyone, whether you're an athlete to just starting out. And they're like, do you know what? I can do this, and I want to do 12 rounds, and I'm going to work myself holistically and creatively in that framework. I'm just giving a framework. So it's a bit like Tabata, which is 40 seconds on, isn't it? And 20 seconds off, or whatever Tabata
40
is.
20 or forms of
Yeah, this is just another methodology that people can frame their brain so they can win and succeed and not fail with, I've got to go to the gym for an hour. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, see, and I really like that because you're implementing things that you know and the principles. For me, it's always about principles. It's always about finding ways to make it work. So you've started with, saying to people you can start with one round, and then because they enjoy it, they're like, oh, I want to do two or three. And then before you know it, they're a couple of rounds in, they're a couple of weeks in, they're feeling better, they're moving better, they're like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And then next thing you know, it's 12 rounds and they're working really hard and
That's
they
it.
love every second of it.
That's
Yeah,
it. And
I love that.
that is exactly it. You've got it completely right. And what was really powerful for me and how I can deliver this to my clients is that after training really hard, like hit, Thai boxing, skipping, running, like you football, ba ba bum. After 14 years, I had a breakdown. And that allowed me to rebuild up. And I could only do 4 minutes because I'd broken down physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so then I could only do 4 minutes, and then I could do 8 minutes, which is two rounds. And so when a client comes to me through a trauma or a breakdown, or they need to break through, or they're in corporate and they need to maneuver out of corporate into something else, or whatever their issue is, they can go, do you know what? This is fine because I can start with four. You've done it, Soph. Okay, great. And so all these other clients.
Now, what makes this different from other workouts? You've mentioned there's the element of, the rounds, we've mentioned about Tabata and so on, but what would make it different? Let's say for a listener right now, why would you say that this, well, obviously everything's unique to each person, but what makes it different from other workouts?
Great. So we marry the kick 4 minute round model, which works your physicality, with my non-fat formula, which is food and fasting. And so we marry the two together. So when clients come on board with us, they work holistically. So the 4 minute round workouts are holistic, so breath work, yoga, meditation, journaling, the mindful stuff, plus the HIIT workouts. And we had the Thai boxing in with all the strength exercises, weights, whatever. So you're getting a full nourishment for whatever your body needs at the time. So there's not one rule fits everyone. Other people, like if you're a footballer, I've had professional foot, whatever, they need the stretching side. Someone else that comes in who's flexible, they might want a bit more muscle, for example. But marrying it with our non-fat formula, which is our food and fasting program, the model, it really helps you understand about a fasting lifestyle, intermittent fasting, water fasts, 24 hours to 3 days, working gut microbiome. I have doctors on my team and professionals in functional medicine, and a great team of like my power team of coaches that also are very, very unique in all the other areas. So if someone comes to us, they'll get a full overhaul of what they need for them. And it's not just about the 4 minute model, it's about implementing the food and the fasting lifestyle so you can understand how the two marry together so you get your success.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there. It's about, implementing multiple principles and multiple ways of, getting results, because we both know that alone working out doesn't guarantee fat loss or weight loss or whatever you're focusing on. It will help with body composition, but if you're completely missing the nail when it comes to food, then technically, food is the only thing that will, drive success when it comes to results in the gym. You can train as hard as you want. If your food's not on point, food is like 80, 90% of it. So, right. Can beginners do it? I'm assuming they can, but you're the expert at this, and this is your domain. So can they do it?
I mean, I get beginners all the time, especially now because I train a lot of midlife men and women, people that have been fit before and then obviously gone through life and had babies and marriages and divorces and all sorts of challenges in life. And they're like, do you know what? I need to start again, or I've never done it. Because it's the 4 minute methodology, it's really simple. They can just jump in 4 minutes at a time and just start to learn slowly and then build their confidence. And this is the whole thing with this 4 minutes is you will do 4 minutes and gain confidence because you've done 4 minutes. You have not failed because you've not gone to the gym for half an hour. And the psychology of that is really, really important. And then helping people to save a lot of money on the food bill because I'm like, don't eat that rubbish. You don't need it. So you're saving all this money to eat really simply and healthily Monday to Thursday. And the results are really quick. And they're like, right, I want more now.
Okay, I like that. Like you said at the start, you can just build from one round to the 12. So that's really, really nice. And what would you say to someone who feels stuck or lost right now, not sure maybe if they should start or anything along those lines?
I think what you have to look at is what is the cost of you not investing? What is the cost of you not taking some action now? Because if you stay still now, you're going to still stay in the pain that you're in now. So if you want to remain the same and stay in the pain, don't invest to get the gain, if that makes sense. I mean, it depends what you want to feel like. If you want to feel fitter and stronger as we get older and feel healthier and have that longevity, then you can do anything easy like walking and changing your diet. And even I have this saying, I say, give half the food to the dog because at least you're cutting your calories in
But if you
half.
get a big dog, you've got to walk it more as well. I love that. Right. We are sadly short on time, Sophie. So I just want to say thank you for your time. Where can people find you online? Please tell us your website. Do you have TikTok, Instagram, any social media?
You can find me at house_of_kick on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, my name Sophie Pittaway, and you can find me on LinkedIn, Sophie Pittaway.
Amazing. Well, Sophie, thank you so much for your time. You have a great rest of your day. A fantastic, thing that you've got going on there. I really like the idea of it. So keep going, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, George. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right, guys, coming up after this short break, I'll be joined by Alistair Kennett, who is co-founder and director of OptiMail.
Foobar Radio.
Death, a funny business on Foobar Radio with Becky Briggs and Natasha Spencer-Levy.
We've got Dr. Matt Morgan. Someone's heart stopped beating for 8 hours.
So he was stuck on a ledge in a freezing snowstorm, and his heart stopped for an amazing 9 hours. He's still the world's longest surviving cardiac arrest patient. And he lived because he was cold. You know, there's a saying, you're not dead until you're warm and dead.
You're listening to Foobar Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
When you go abroad, everyone knows the best way to make yourself understood is to just say everything in English, but louder.
Four beers, please, garçon!
If only there was a way that could work with your advertising campaign. Well, there is. And you're listening to it. Because when you amplify your advertising with radio, 40 million listeners every week get the message. See radio differently at radiocentre.org.
One in five people in the UK are disabled, and it's not always visible. So if we've made ourselves at home in priority spaces on the bus or train, surrounded by our shopping bags or bikes, we could be making it harder for the people who need that space more than us. So let's not forget about the people we share our journeys with, and keep priority spaces clear for others. Remember, it's everyone's journey.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on FUBAR Radio.
Let's go back to the beginning. A mortgage advisor. What does a mortgage advisor do?
So, the main purpose of a mortgage advisor is to help you to achieve the best possible mortgage solution on time and first time. Typically, in the modern day, it's somebody who's going to hold your hand through the full home buying process, liaising with solicitors, estate agents, helping with insurance, and being in your corner on your team to make sure you achieve that goal.
With Bobby Norris.
We are joined by Miss Safia. If I could produce you a salt, what is he like on paper? Sound like we're on Love Island.
Okay, on paper, my type has to have a good soul, good purpose and calm energy. I'm in my energy era where you've just got to come in and make me happy. I don't need you for anything. I want to find happiness and I need him to be kind.
Follow us at What The Health Show for more with George.
This is What The Health on FUBAR Radio with me, George Bertineau. Now, joining me now in the studio is Alistair Kennett. So, Alistair is the Managing Director and co-founder of OptiMail. He started OptiMail with his brother David with the aim of making it easier for men to get treatment for testosterone deficiencies so they can lead happier lives. Alistair, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. How was the journey in, first of all?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got a new bike, actually, a road bike, but I didn't know if I'd be able to leave it anywhere. So I got a Lime bike, which I love.
Nice. Great well, things. I mean, bikes in London are an interesting topic. We'll leave it at that, shall we? Right. So what made you start OptiMail?
So, I used to be a physiotherapist, right? And I was always interested in the human body, kind of human biology, sports. I was always playing rugby, doing Olympic-style weightlifting, stuff like that.
Nice.
I noticed over a year or so that my ability to do anything in the gym was really, dropping off. Mm. I was used to going to the gym 6 days a week, doing Olympic weightlifting, lots of squatting, heavy lifting and stuff like that. And I also noticed that at work, I was quite anxious for no reason. And really low energy, but also my sleep was really poor, and my libido was dropping off, which was very unusual for me.
Yeah.
And this happened over about 2 years, and one of my friends actually came to me and said, I've just got a blood test done for low testosterone. Turns out I've got low levels. Maybe you should get checked out as well. So I did. turned out my levels were low. And I started treatment with testosterone replacement therapy a couple of weeks later.
Okay.
As soon as I took it, I remember I did a, I took an injection into the leg, cycled into work, which was about an hour cycle at the time, it's a physio job, and I felt it within about 6 hours. I felt completely different.
Really?
Energy levels were, they just felt normal. Like I had confidence. I was myself again, able to talk to people properly. I then, about maybe 2 months later, was in the car with my brother and told him about this treatment, which changed my life at that point. And he said, you know what, I've been trying to find out what's wrong with me for the past year, like 3 years now. I've been to all these life coaches, I've done all this stuff. Started on the treatment as well. Turned out he, you know, he had low testosterone. And then we were both like, right, we need to do something about this.
Navigate this,
We need to try and spread the word, basically. Because the NHS, unfortunately, do not provide a very good service on this.
No, they don't. And I'm pretty sure your levels have to be like borderline non-existent from what I've heard and seen.
It really depends. It's a postcode lottery, as with a lot of things in the NHS. But generally, So what happens is they have a range for testosterone, which the labs give them.
Okay.
So the laboratory. And that range is based not on whether you have symptoms of low testosterone or not, but actually based on the population's testosterone level average.
Okay.
And then a standard deviation on either side of that. So you essentially have this range which is made up. It's arbitrary. It's not related to your testosterone levels.
No. Okay.
Right? To your symptoms.
Yeah, of course.
So it's not only do they vary based on which lab they use. Sometimes the low range is 6.5. Sometimes it's 8. Sometimes it's 8.6. Not only that, but it's pretty much irrelevant, right? So actually, the BSSM, which is the British Society of Sexual Medicine, says that below 12 nanomoles per litre, you could have, if you've got symptoms as well, you should have TRT. But actually, we know that some men, because people are different, can experience symptoms higher than that.
Well, you probably know better than anyone else, as a medical professional as well, how symptoms can be potentially misleading. So sometimes the blood's being a pretty valid, you know, representation of how you're feeling. We all have different symptoms. Like, how many people did you ever work with that had back issues, but until you scan it, you know, it's like, why did I scan a back? Because it's one of the worst things to scan, right? Because most people have problems with their back.
Absolutely.
But they have no pain or no symptoms. So it's like the other way. It's like roles reversed.
You're right. That's a big problem in physio, right? Because everyone comes in with back pain and they say, I want an MRI scan. And you
scan
give,
me, scan
what
me.
We know is actually that often it will find things which are completely unrelated to the pain.
And
so
then,
it's not worth doing. And then they get worse because pain actually comes from your brain. But anyway, that's a different topic.
Yes.
The same thing can happen with this. Mm. Absolutely. Because the problem is that some of the symptoms of low testosterone are very vague.
Yeah.
Right. Depression, anxiety.
Yes.
Low mood, you know, low energy, poor sleep, poor low libido, erectile dysfunction, right? A lot of those can be linked to depression, for example. But it's that combination of the symptoms plus the low testosterone levels. And then on top of that, what we do is we trial people on the treatment. If it doesn't benefit them, then you stop the treatment.
Yeah, there's no point, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, so what would you say the main ways TRT helps men? Okay, so we've spoken about the symptoms. We've spoken about your journey. What does it really make you feel like? How does it make you improve?
Well, I mean, the first thing is it really solves those symptoms that most people have.
Yeah.
And that's the key thing, right?
So libido will improve, confidence, you know, the things that you mentioned with yourself.
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of people even find that it gets better than it was when they were normal. Maybe when they were, I don't know, if they were 25, it might have still been okay and normal, but they have higher libido levels than that. And they have a greater ability to increase their muscle mass, and they have, they're able to lose fat more quickly and sleep better.
Improve and all those composition stuff, and all those things.
Yeah. A lot of people say it kind of feels like I was 18 again. That's a very common thing.
I've heard that.
Say,
yeah,
right?
I have heard that.
But it's important to note that the goal is not to make you into the next, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? It's not, the goal is not weight weight gain, muscle gain.
No.
But it's a nice side effect.
Yeah, of course.
And that is, there's a lot of stigma around TRT because a lot of doctors and other people will say, oh, well, you know, you just want to put on some muscle. That's why you're taking testosterone. But I actually don't like that because we know now that having good muscle mass is so important for your health and also your longevity.
Longevity of life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's massive for it. You know, huge. If you fall over when you're older and you break your hip, which is highly correlated to muscle mass, you have a 50% chance of dying within a year.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's pretty crazy.
It's a massive issue. So they're only just starting to do studies on this in elderly populations as well. And there's a recent study actually which compared people on TRT versus not on TRT, and they had a 50% lower chance of breaking, I think it was breaking their hip actually.
Really? It was correlated with hip? Okay, yeah.
The hip fractures were... You basically had half the chance of breaking your hip.
Wow. Yeah, because I've obviously seen articles and I look at journal articles and stuff, and I've seen how it's like the longevity of life associated with quad strength or leg strength, muscle mass, isn't it? I think that's the study. So it was like someone who had better or bigger legs. I think the study was having bigger legs increases the longevity of life. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because it means your legs are stronger, which means you're less likely to fall, which means you're less likely to be at 50% chance of if you break your hip, you know?
It's huge. If you're immobile, and this is why you sit in hospital, right?
Yeah.
You try and get people up.
Use it or lose it.
That was one of the big things that we did as physios. After surgery or just because they're coming in, they're frail and, you know. If you're laying in bed all day or you can only sit in your chair... increases your risk of so many conditions and issues. It's, you know, you're not going to last very long, essentially.
No.
So it is really important. That and VO2 max is the other thing that we're obviously finding more and more are very highly correlated. Exercise in general.
Yeah, right? Full stop. Exercise.
It's another thing that testosterone replacement therapy is so good for. We see so many of our patients going from, I've never exercised before, to actually now I'm really excited and motivated to exercise. And some of our patients lose so much body fat whilst putting on muscle. It's honestly insane. It's, you know, over 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we know what beginner gains are like as well, right? You know?
So, yeah. I mean, these guys just completely recomposition their bodies.
So that leads me on to my next question. Who are the typical patients for TRT in the UK? You know, you're saying that there's individuals that have never even trained before who have got the bug. You know, is there a typical kind of... demographic, age range?
Yeah. So when I first started, or when we, my brother and I first started Optimal, it was very much a case of some men, probably around the ages of 25 to 40, knew about low testosterone and the, you know, testosterone replacement therapy. Yeah. A lot of these guys were ex-steroid users, or they were in the kind of gym culture, right? Because, and you'll know this as well, but when you go to the gym, you learn about things like steroids, even if you don't take them.
Yeah.
It's prevalent, right? And you know who the guys are who take steroids.
It's everywhere.
It's pretty obvious. It's all over the place, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I think a lot of those guys, because they become aware of this like testosterone and the ability that you can take it and it has these benefits, when they start to get the symptoms, they were the ones who initially were more likely to come onto treatment with us.
Okay, so people that had used it before,
yeah. Yeah, we always thought it was a good thing, though, because you're putting them on a safe, medically-led treatment run by doctors rather than going down to the gym. And, you know, some of these guys used to do that, and that negatively impacted their natural production of testosterone.
Yeah, of course.
Because if you take steroids, even if you're quite careful, but most people aren't anyway, it basically can suppress your natural production of testosterone, which then means that you might need something like TRT in the future.
Yeah.
So when we started anyway, those were the main kind of people that came to us, the main market, as it were.
Yeah.
But now we're at a place where my brother and I actually were acquired by a company called Manual a few years ago now.
Yeah.
And we are working with them to kind of build awareness for everybody, right, in the UK.
Yeah.
Because it's still the case that we think about 2 to 3 million men have this condition, and only about 100,000 in the UK actually are on treatment.
Really?
So it's a massive disparity, right?
That's a huge difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Say about 100K.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we've both done stuff with Manual. I've done the adverts. You know, we were speaking about this before we came on air. You know, I did the low test advert for them. I had a low test result. I did a second one and it came back normal, but that was because I wasn't training, my diet was all over the shop, I was in an unhappy relationship, and I was just going through a couple of struggles, and then I sorted myself out, and it was still like low normal, but it wasn't in the red, you know.
So I
didn't ever start treatment. I never needed to in the end, but you know, it was obviously something that, you know, as a gym user that's never taken steroids, I was like, oh, this could be, you know, this could be a nice idea. I might feel perkier, might feel, you know, more, my libido would be higher or whatever, because I had all the symptoms. You know, I've done the adverts because I was actually an individual that had all the symptoms, so it was absolutely perfect for it. How can men know if they need TRT? You know,
I mean,
anything more than just symptoms, or?
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of touched on it there a little bit. Like, it is a difficult one sometimes with some people because, you know, for example, if you're very overweight, right, what that can do is it can actually suppress your natural testosterone production. Because you carry something in your adipose tissue, so your kind of fat tissue, which is an enzyme called aromatase.
Okay.
And what that does is it converts your testosterone into estrogen. Now, estrogen, like everyone knows, estrogen's the female sex hormone, right? Is men also have it, and it's also very important for men's health, things like cardiovascular health, brain health, all that kind of stuff. But you don't want too much of it, because what it can do is it can, it basically acts as a negative feedback loop to your brain, which tells your brain, we've got enough testosterone, basically, because we've got loads of estrogen.
Okay.
And then that means that your brain stops sending hormones to your testicles to produce testosterone.
Right.
So it basically blocks your testosterone production.
Okay.
And this is why guys who are overweight often have low testosterone, high estrogen. Mm-hmm. They start getting gynecomastia, so they get basically breast tissue. Mm-hmm. And they can be depressed and anxious and low mood and all the rest of it, right, as a result of that low libido, erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very closely linked. I think going back to your question, the easy answer is it's very difficult to know. If you have the symptoms, though, then getting a blood test is important.
100%.
Even if you don't start treatment, useful to know where you're at as a baseline. But also, if it is low, then you know that there are certain things you can do to try and improve it. Or if it's very low, you might decide that you want to try the TRT and see if it works.
Yeah, and I agree. I think what you're saying is nail on the head, really, isn't it? So how long does it usually take for patients to feel results? You said you felt 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know, would some people, I mean, obviously, like I said, I've read up on it a little bit. I have done some homework on it out of curiosity more than anything. Is there a particular time frame you would say that most people feel results or see results as well?
So I'd say most people will see results within 3 months, but a lot of people see results before that. So, I mean, my example is quite extreme that I saw it within a few hours. That's partly probably because I did an injection into my leg and then I cycled into work.
So
it was just like straight into the bloodstream.
Flowing straight round.
And then I was like, I was also using a certain type of testosterone, which is quite short acting. So it releases quite quickly. Some of the testosterone does.
Yeah.
The testosterone that we use at the moment is slightly less fast acting, which means that you wouldn't see quite as fast results.
Yeah.
But again, some people notice a difference within a few days because your levels can be boosted within a few days from the release of testosterone.
So there's three types of testosterone.
There's
probably more.
There's only one type of testosterone, but there are lots of different esters. So what an ester is you basically you got the testosterone molecule. If you just injected that, it'd be gone within an hour.
Okay.
Right? So you wouldn't want to do that because you have to inject every hour.
Yeah.
What you then do is you attach like an ester, which is like a chain of molecules, onto that testosterone molecule. And what that means is that the body then has to break those off to get to the testosterone.
Yeah.
So the longer that chain, the slower the release of the testosterone.
Okay.
So it's about getting the right length of chain combined with the right frequency of injections or cream applications or whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is there a preferred injection site for example, someone who's listening right now, who's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm sure that when you get your TRT, it comes with all the explanation. But
yeah. So the traditional way of doing an injection for testosterone is into a muscle. So the quad, like I did, one of the thigh muscles, or your glutes, which is like buttock muscle, basically. And that's how we used to do it when we first started, you know, 7 or 8 years ago now. And it's a traditional way of doing it. But the new way of doing it is into the belly fat.
Subcutaneous.
Okay. And you can do that with certain types of testosterone, like the testosterone cypionate that we use, because it has a lower benzyl alcohol content, so it doesn't sting, basically.
Fine. Right. Okay.
And the reason we do that is because it releases more quickly. It's easy for patients to do on their own at home. It's safer. There's less likelihood of going into a muscle, an artery or vein or a nerve.
Yes.
So it's a very safe way of doing it, actually. And you can see it right there and you can just do it. Painless.
Yeah, most people have low abdomen fat anyway, it's probably a lot easier to do than maybe bending round and doing it in your glute or in your quad or whatever. So I guess
everything. The only reason you wouldn't do it like that nowadays is if you have a lot of body fat or very low body fat.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to work for those guys quite as well for some reason.
Now, with production of sperm, does it affect natural production of things like that?
Yeah.
Does it affect sperm count? Can it reduce sperm count? Or is it kind of because you're on such a low dosage, it doesn't really affect anything?
So, yeah, really good question. The straight answer is it depends, but if you inject testosterone, it will affect your sperm count and your production, for the same reasons we were talking about before with the estrogen blocking hormones to your brain.
Yes.
When you inject testosterone, your body knows that it's come from somewhere and that you've got enough of it.
It
stops your testicles from producing testosterone, which also affects your sperm production.
Fine.
It doesn't completely remove it,
but it
does lower it.
Okay.
Now, that's reversible in most cases, and what we do at Manual and Optimal is we give patients other medications which replicate that hormone that goes to your testicles.
Fine. Okay.
So it keeps your testicles working.
Yeah, and eradicates that kind of...
Yeah, so what our doctors tend to say is, if you're looking to have a baby in the next 6 months... Mm. Probably don't go on to the injectable testosterone. We've got other options that increase your natural production, and then you can decide to go on that later.
Yeah.
But I mean, lots of our patients get pregnant, you know, get their wives pregnant.
Yeah, of
on
course.
A combination of testosterone and HCG, which is the medication we use.
HCG.
So it does it does work. It's just to be safe.
Yes.
Some people would prefer not to take the testosterone initially if they're if they're trying to get pregnant at that time, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking of other medications, we have other medications which are kind of tablet forms as well, which basically just boost your testosterone production and boost your sperm production.
Fine. Okay. And I think we're only going to have time for one more question. What is the biggest myth about TRT that you hear regularly?
So the biggest myth is that it causes prostate cancer and or heart attacks.
Okay.
And actually the US government, the FDA, I don't know if that's quite the government, but they basically said to the testosterone providers in the US, oh, there's been a few small studies that suggest that it might cause cardiovascular issues.
Mm.
You guys need to do a big study, 5,000 people, to find out.
Mm.
So they did this massive study in the US and they found that it's not linked to... Definitely not prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Cardiovascular risk, there's no difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And actually, we monitor much more carefully than they did in this study. So, I mean, the prevalence that we have of things like that is lower than the average population for men of the age that we treat.
Because they're probably overall healthier.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
There's
certain things you need to do. So testosterone increases your red blood cell production, which is a great thing, generally, particularly as you get older.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be too high because then your blood thickens. So that's one thing we look at, which is very important.
Okay.
And lifestyle is obviously all important as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, super important. But I think the overall benefits of TRT and testosterone are huge. You know,
it's
absolutely huge. And for a world that we kind of live in where things aren't things are a lot more processed, right? So people's natural libidos are maybe dropping because of their lifestyles, or people are doing X, Y, and Z. Whereas years ago, there probably wasn't as big of a problem because people were just genuinely healthier and they ate better.
Well, I mean, I partly agree, but they've actually looked at this and they've actually factored in the kind of increased body fat levels.
Yeah.
And even with that, they've seen a decrease in testosterone levels. Mm-hmm. It's about 1% a year. So
yeah. Okay.
The average testosterone level in the population is dropping by 1% a year.
That's frightening.
It is frightening. So when people say, oh, this isn't really an issue, and oh, you know, you're just making this issue up, we're really not.
You're not.
And that's crazy. I suspect it's something to do with the increase in plastics and other chemicals that we, you know, everything now is synthetic,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
And a lot of these plastics are kind of endocrine disruptors, right? Mm. So they affect your testosterone production.
Yeah.
And I suspect that that's probably the biggest cause.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't know for sure.
No, but
it's hard
I think
to measure that.
No, it's very hard to measure. I mean, we've had people come in and talk about microplastics before, and we've had so many brilliant topics, and this is the first time that we've done something on TRT, so this is great. Yeah. Alistair, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
Where can people find you online? Is there a website, social media? Let us know everything.
So manual.co, so it's spelled manual.co. You can find best testosterone replacement therapy service in the UK there. Mm-hmm. It's great. We're always pioneering. You can find me on Instagram. I'm Ali_Optimal on Instagram. Also TikTok account manual.uk.
Amazing. Well, again, thank you so much for your time, and I will speak to you very soon.
Thank you very much, George.
Cheers. Right, guys, coming up after the break, we're going to be doing some viral reactions to TikTok trends.
Foodbar Radio. Couple Goals with Sophie Kasai and Jordan Brooke.
Moira Higgins.
That's a Geordie Shaw thing.
Has scrubbed a shitty toilet with her ex-boyfriend's toothbrush. Why did she do this?
He's obviously done something very bad.
Do we know who he is? Does anybody know who he is?
No, but I mean, I don't think he'd want to know who he is.
No.
I think he'd probably go and hide in now, whoever that is.
Mate, if you're listening to this, go and buy a new toothbrush because you've still got the same one.
Get yourself to Turkey and get yourself some veneers because I can't imagine them teeth are going to last much longer.
No.
You're listening to Foobar Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Death. A funny business on FUBAR Radio with Becky Briggs and Natasha Spencer-Levy.
The lovely Matt Phipps.
Hello. The thing that surprised me most was how much joy I took in being, like, making people feel really uncomfortable. It's so
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
So good.
Your mum jokes change completely.
My friend the other day, she was like, how tall is your mum? And I was like, oh, she's 6 feet under. Yeah, they did not know what to do with that. Yeah. And then you just let it hang in the air.
Yeah.
Politics Uncensored.
We kind of act like COVID didn't happen. Well, do you think it's had a lasting impact, at least on that young generation that experienced it?
The legacy of it in schools, you see the legacy of it in people's mental health. We're seeing the legacy of it even in public services, even in hotels, hospitality. Everything was stripped back to the bone, and the UK did not have the resilience to recover. So I think we are still definitely living in a post-COVID society where nothing really works as well as it did. If you think things were damaged by Brexit, things were double damaged by COVID.
What the hell? With Georges Bertineau, exclusively on FUBAR Radio.
This is What the Health on FUBAR Radio with me, Georges Bertineau. Right, guys, we are going to do a very brief and quick reaction to the news this week from Joe Wicks. So Joe Wicks, a fitness and health individual in the social media space who went kind of viral around lockdown period for his at-home workouts and his classes and this, that and the other, has brought out a killer bar. It's to do with his latest, I think, documentary on health and fitness. So it's basically got like 95 ingredients. It's a bar basically trying to replicate what other protein bars are doing. Now he's trying to, he's created this killer bar to put pressure on the government into changing their regulations around ultra processed foods. And the bar shows both the potential harms of high ultra processed food diets and how the food industry can deliberately mislead consumers through clever marketing. Now, this is great. Okay, this is great because he's trying to bring awareness to something which is growing more and more, which is ultra processed foods. But it's also pushing his own agenda, which is, I think, the biggest problem in my eyes, which is he wants people to be super, super healthy. But I think his interpretation of super healthy is very different to others. And, you know, I feel that he's built this extremely large brand. I think he's got like 5 million on Instagram, which is absolutely ginormous. But let's be real. Everything's bad for us if we eat just that, okay? If you lived off purely these killer protein bars that are allegedly meant to increase the risk of cancer and diarrhea and strokes and early deaths, but if you have one every couple of days or one a week, I'm pretty sure there's lots of research out there to back how sugar-free alternatives, and when I say lots of research, I mean lots, sugar-free alternatives are better than being morbidly obese. They are healthier than being extremely large and causing yourself other health problems. So here's the reality. If you want to have a protein bar, have a protein bar, but don't live off protein bars. Don't live off ultra-processed foods, but have them, because if they make you feel good and they make you feel nice and you still work out and you still walk and you still drink lots of water and you still get good protein sources and good carbohydrate sources and healthy fats, then that's going to still be really good for you instead of being morbidly obese or being extremely large that you have other health concerns. So Joe Wicks, this is fantastic. Well done you for bringing out this and bringing awareness to it. But I still feel that it kind of pushes your agenda of what you want to sell. And I don't think that's what we need to be doing. If you truly cared, I think there would not be an exterior motive. I think you would do it out of the kindness of your heart, not to line your pockets. But again, that's just me and my opinion. Moving on to listener questions. So, guys, it's now time for some listener questions. If you have any fitness questions and you want to get involved, you can DM us at WhatTheHealthShow on Instagram or myself personally on my Instagram, which is at Georges Bert. So, first question. I've recently bought a bag of protein, but I'm finding it hard to incorporate it into my diet. I just don't like the taste as a shake. Are there other ways to use it or hit my protein goals without relying on shakes? Well, first of all, it's called a supplement. So you supplement it if you can't get it in naturally from foods. So lots of protein options out there. If you're a vegan or a vegetarian, maybe not vegetarian, but if you're a vegan, then lots of lentils and lots of beans and lots of pulses. That's a really good way of getting it in, but quite hard. I'm pretty sure most vegans I've worked with had to have protein shakes because it was so hard to get in that much protein. I would suggest eggs, bacon medallions, chicken breast, chicken thigh, beef, mince, turkey breast, fish. That is bassa, that is sea bass, that is salmon. There are so many options out there for good protein sources. So if you don't like the taste, don't drink them. But also, don't buy a powder. Maybe buy a ready-made one because they're a little bit nicer to drink. They taste a little bit better. But oh no, Joe Wicks, ultra-processed. They're not that bad. There are worse things to be doing, like heroin and copious amounts of alcohol. So I just think if you're going to do anything, a few protein shakes is going to be absolutely fine, especially the ones that are pre-made. Hopefully that helps. Also, Clear Whey Protein is a new item on the market. I'm pretty sure companies like My Protein and Protein Works provide this Clear Whey. It's basically flavored water with protein in. They look great. I'm pretty sure the feedback I've got is they taste great. And as a health and fitness expert who has never enjoyed protein shakes, for me, get it in naturally or try the Clear Whey Isolate option. Hope that helps. Next, I want to start weightlifting, but I'm concerned about injuring myself due to poor form. Would it be worth hiring a trainer to help me with that? Well, first of all, if you're new to lifting, how do you know you have poor form? Second of all, how do you know you're going to get injured? And third of all, hiring a trainer, yeah. But don't hire a PT. Hire someone that's going to actually coach you and teach you. Really good option, something that I do at my local gym, is I have an option where I will coach you through every movement, and that will be your block. You'll pay for a session. It's not an hour, it's a session. And I go through every exercise. And then every time you get a fresh program, every 6 to 8 weeks or every 10 weeks, you could get your PT again or your coach to run through your programs. Or an online coach, they have videos. They should critique your exercises. If you're ever unsure, you should be able to send them a video and they should be able to coach you through it. That is what a good online coach does and should do. So two options for you. Long and short, yes, hire a trainer. That will really, really help you. In general, how long should a typical gym session last for good results? Technically, I think the science actually says to maintain strength, you only have to do two sets a week to maintain strength. Now, to get results, great question. Fantastic question. How new are you to the gym? If you're in your first 0 to 3 years, your results will be absolutely fantastic. 3 years to, I think, 5 or 6, a little bit slower. And then I think 5 and above, it's a lot slower than that. But you have to be more dialed in, you know more, you have to be more focused, you have to really know your stuff. So technically, if you're looking to lose weight, anywhere from 3 to 6 months, you will see results. First stone you feel, second stone you see. And if you're looking to build muscle tissue, I would say anywhere from a year onwards to actually see real change. Because look, you're trying to change your composition, you're trying to lose body fat, and you're trying to increase muscle mass, because muscle mass is the savior of all human beings. Next question. I joined a new gym where a lot of people are filming themselves for social media. What are your thoughts on people recording or streaming their workouts at the gym? I think it is absolutely fantastic. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, why is it fantastic? Because people are either critiquing their own sessions, they're either helping their clients, or they're in the gym having a passion. When you go and you put on your social media story that I'm at the bakery, or I'm having my coffee, or I'm out with my friends, or I'm out clubbing, or I'm doing this, people don't stop you from doing it. So I don't get why people frown upon others streaming their gym sessions or, you know, video recording themselves in the gym. I think it's perfectly fine. I do it for multiple reasons. Work, to look at my form, to send it to my clients to help them. I just think that we live in a world where lots of people do worse things. And I think we should just let others just get on with their lives. It doesn't affect your life. If you walk behind it or if you walk in front of the camera, do what you want. But just let people do their thing, because at the end of the day, they're trying to improve themselves. So anyone who goes to the gym who films yourself, I approve of this message. And guys, that is absolutely it from me today. Just a massive thank you to our guests, Sophie and Alistair, for joining us today on What the Health. You guys have been fantastic. Two great topics, the four method for kickboxing and then TRT, which is a ever-rising concern in men's health, physical and mental. Just a reminder, you can download the app and listen each week, and you can follow us on social media. As I said before, we are What the Health Show on Instagram. If you're interested in health and fitness and you want some help with your goals, I provide a top-tier coaching service. No BS. You can contact me at Georges Burt. Remember, the show will be available to listen back on all good podcasting platforms. It's a thank you from me. See you next week at 11 a.m. Love you. Bye.
FUBAR Radio. Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Danny Harmer, hello.
Thank you, what an introduction.
I heard in an interview, this may no longer be the case, but in 2020 you said you'd never actually read the original Tracy Beaker.
I've still never read it, and I'm gonna go down with this ship, and quite frankly, I shall never read it. I've got this far in life. And do you know what? I think it's kind of, in a weird way, I think it helped me get the part, because I had no idea of this character apart from the character that I made her.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
If you drink a little, then drive, you risk losing your license. You risk every day becoming more complicated.
How am I supposed to get to training, Dad? How am I supposed to...
You risk losing your job.
I'm going to have to let you go.
You risk your family not looking at you the same way.
I can't believe you did that.
You risk injuring someone.
Hello, I need an ambulance.
You risk being seen as a drink driver. Drink a little, risk a lot. Think.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on FUBAR Radio.
You might then see friends, family that require a little bit of support, financial advice. How do you go about sharing that advice, sharing that support without being condescending?
A practical tip that everyone can do that is low friction: send them financial content that you like. If you have a favorite content creator, if you see an article that you like, send them the video and just ask them, what do you think? And then that can begin a conversation around it.
On the FUBAR Radio app
and on your smart speaker,
this is the latest FUBAR Radio news.
Keir Starmer is facing further pressure over the collapse of the trial of alleged Chinese spies. The country's chief prosecutor has blamed ministers for failing to provide the crucial evidence needed to proceed. The Prime Minister has insisted the previous Tory administration's stance on China was the reason for the case being dropped. But the Tories have now demanded that the Prime Minister explains himself to Parliament. The Conservative Party chairman is Kevin Hollingrake.
Yes, Keir Starmer does need to explain himself to Parliament and to the country. These China in certain areas are clear national threats to our security. This is people spying at the heart of government, and we are not willing to say that China is a threat to our national security.
Meanwhile, Sir Keir Starmer is in Mumbai, urging businesses to make the most of the UK-India trade deal. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says the Tory party is the only one who can deliver a stronger economy. In her closing speech to the Conservative Party conference, Badenoch says a weak economy and borders mean decline, and the Tory party will save Britain from that decline. Next, deaths among homeless people in the UK have risen by 9% in the space of just a year. Among them were 11 children. More than 24,000 homes and businesses have been better protected from floods across England because of recent works to boost resilience. Ministers say the Environment Agency has completed work on 151 flood schemes. Emma Hardy is the Minister for Water and Flooding.
Better prepared for flooding this year than we were last year. But of course, we're not complacent. We've got a £10.5 billion record amount of money going into flooding and flood defences. We've got hundreds of projects in the pipeline as well.
And thousands of women with breast cancer could benefit from DNA tests that help doctors tailor treatment. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Tanita Sims.
What's stopping you making a claim for Miss Old Car Finance? Is it the thought of digging out all your paperwork?